The Hunt for MH370. Written by Ian Higgins and read by David Tredinnick. Zahari Ahmad Shah loved flying. Growing up in Penang in a big family, in a country which, while getting more affluent, was still not rich, he'd considered himself fortunate to get a traineeship as a pilot with Malaysia Airlines. By 2014, after 33 years as a pilot, Zahari was flying Boeing 777-200ER airliners. They are big, wide-bodied, twin-engine beasts with extended range, boasting a wingspan of 61 metres and a length of 64 metres. They can carry up to 300 passengers, with a maximum takeoff weight of 300 tons. But that wasn't enough flying for Zahari. He flew model airplanes for fun and went paragliding. He set himself up at home with a fairly sophisticated flight simulator using his desktop computer. He flew various simulated routes on the home computer, including one which was rather odd. It started out in Kuala Lumpur, headed northwest up the Straits of Malacca to the Andaman Sea, then turned left on a long track south to finish in the southern Indian Ocean. The zigzag route made no sense. There was no logic to it, and it ended up far from anywhere one could land an aircraft, in a very remote stretch of ocean. But to many airline pilots who have studied MH370, the imaginary flight on Zahari's home computer flight simulator made absolute sense in relation to what they believed to be his cunning, malevolent intent. The professional aviators think it was a route Zahari wanted to practice, to make a Boeing 777 with him at the controls vanish, along with its passengers and crew, to never be found. Zahari was politically active. He had in recent years joined the political party of opposition figure Anwar Ibrahim, who had been deputy to former Prime Minister Mahathir Mohamad. Zahari also happened to be distantly related by marriage to Anwar. Anwar had fallen out with Mahathir and then faced a long prosecution on sodomy charges, which were widely regarded as politically motivated and trumped up. In a Kuala Lumpur courtroom on an afternoon of Friday, the 7th of March, 2014, Anwar's acquittal in an earlier trial was overturned and he was convicted. That night, Zahari arrived at Kuala Lumpur International Airport at 10:50 p.m., appropriately an hour or so before he was to board a Boeing 777, this one carrying the registration 9MMRO. He was to take it to Beijing as pilot in command of Malaysia Airlines flight MH370. It's not known whether he had kissed his wife goodbye, or one of the mistresses, his sister told the Australian he took up with from time to time. Zahari reported in to Malaysia Airlines Operations Centre and received the computerised flight plan for the trip and read through any relevant notices to airmen, known as NOTAMs, relating to weather or other issues of concern.